Conservatives warn of leftist attempt to eliminate women, parenthood. By Brecken F. Teese on March 2, 2023. National Harbor, Maryland, conservatives at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, here warned about the left's attempt to eliminate women and parenthood and replace them with government in a panel about human dignity. Think about how the Biden administration treats women. Penny Nance, CEO and president of Concerned Women for America, said. They think men can do everything better than women, including be women. Nance was referring to the Biden administration's insistence that men like Assistant Secretary for Health Dr. Richard Rachel Levine are actually women. Mentioning Chelsea Clinton's new book about Levine, which touts her as a successful woman and inspiration to young girls everywhere, Nance said conservatives need to stand up for the unique dignity of American women. The transgender movement is not the only thing wrought by the left that degrades women in the American way of life, however. The sexual revolution, abortion, and parental rights are only a few issues upon which the left has capitalized. Through access to abortion pills, the Biden administration has greenlit abortion into the home of every woman across this country, without any sort of medical supervision, Abby Johnson, founder of And Then There Were None, said on the panel. Many women are pressured into getting abortions from doctors, family members, and broader society without truly knowing the physical and mental ramifications of the procedure. Often, women do not understand what is happening in the womb when abortion pills are taken, Johnson said. They're passing these babies into the toilet, looking in the toilet and seeing a fully formed baby and asking themselves, what do I do with this fully formed child? Do I flush this child down the toilet? Johnson continued, detailing the appalling reality of abortion pills. What is this going to do to our society? She asked rhetorically. We already know abortion has serious ramifications for women. The left will say that this is progress for women, she said. Flushing babies down the toilet because of these chemical abortions. I would say that this is not progress for women, this is regression. Johnson also said that the fight against abortion is not over, and that after the overturn of Roe v. Wade, in the bulk of the states in the United States, it meant nothing. In states like California where the procedure is still legal and encouraged, Johnson said they are ramping up their numbers because they are encouraging women from out of state to get abortions there. Kimberly Fletcher of Moms for America spoke about the degradation of parenthood in American society. Parental rights are fundamental and supreme, she said. They're trying to erase us as moms, they've been very successful at replacing dads with the government. She spoke about how government entities, like schools, have been attempting to supersede parental authority through hypersexualized curriculums and making decisions about children without the consent of parents. Comprehensive sex education, where they're teaching kindergartners how to stimulate themselves, is a chief concern, and an attempt to sexualize children. We have had such an absence of decency and truth in humanity across the board. Children are faced with dire circumstances and a bleak outlook on life, as well. Anything that has given them passion and purpose has been stripped away from them, Fletcher said, adding that the government is teaching them to hate their country, parents, and themselves. Women are the ones destroying this country, women are the ones who can repair it, she continued. Those who are trying to destroy the country have been using women to take away all the things that are good and true. To close it out, moderator Sandy Rios told women, don't degrade yourself sexually, with what you wear, language. Reclaim your dignity, she concluded. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Teese.